Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It would be an absolutely perfect summer if we could just get baseball going. That's, I think, what a lot of people are hoping for, even some of the fans that have called today that said, I'm done with baseball. If they can't figure this out, they're arguing publicly over money. I'm done with baseball. There's too much in the world right now that's going on. It's in bad form. I've been saying that for a long time. We'll talk more about it. Robert Murray, MLB Insider by Robert Murray on Twitter. You can find him joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Robert, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. And how are you?
We're doing well. You tell me what you think the likelihood is that baseball comes back to play sooner rather than later.
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question right now. And I talked to somebody who is in the know with these talks right now, and he gave the odds the other day at 52% yes for a season happening and 48% no. And since then, I've become a little bit more optimistic that there's going to end up being baseball this summer. I just don't know in what capacity or how many games. We've seen a lot of different proposals, but I think once the deadline or the soft deadline for these talks gets closer, I think we're going to end up seeing progress toward a deal, and we're going to end up having baseball.
I think we're going to have baseball. I don't know what kind of feelings this is going to cost us. The question is, what animosity is there going to be coming out of this season as they go into a collective bargaining agreement next season?
Yeah, that's the thing that's on everybody's minds right now, is not only just are we going to have baseball this season, but the CBA next year and those negotiations. And if they're not able to come to an agreement this year on a baseball season, I think that's going to really impact those CBA talks next year in a very negative way. I think when it's all said and done with the CBA and the money that's at stake when it comes to playing this season, I think there's too much for both sides to lose. And that's why I think a lot of people are optimistic there's going to end up being a deal that gets completed. It's just going to take a lot of work by both sides. But again, I do expect the deal to come to fruition and there to be a baseball season. It's just going to look a lot different than we've seen in years past.
The owners have made the claim that the more games played, the more money they're going to lose overall. We know the players don't trust the owners as far as they can throw them and vice versa, but the players saying, let's make it 114 games, I understand why they're doing it, because the more games you play, the more money you're going to get paid. On the other hand, the players have been emphatically said, look, we've got a price. The price is this. Otherwise, health becomes the issue. I think the minute they put a price on their own health, they threw health out the window. It's just, this is the amount of money we want. This is what we want to be guaranteed. And we'll even take deferred payments, but we're going to get ours. Is there a fault to this right now for them not becoming an entity that can play baseball? Or is one side or are they just both at fault for not coming to an agreement by now?
Yeah, I don't think either side's at fault for a deal not happening right now, just because these negotiations are really complicated. And I think with the players' union's proposal to Major League Baseball last year that included deferrals, I think that's going to end up being something that really that showed a willingness by them to get a deal done. And they put the ball in the owner's court now to work with them on getting a deal done. And both sides are being very firm in their stance right now. of wanting what they want. And they're, as I said, they're not backing down. But once these negotiations have a little bit more time and they progress a little bit more, I think we're going to see some of these sides here loosen up on their demands and work toward a deal getting done. Because I think if you talk to people who are familiar with the talks or who are involved, they both have a sense that this is going to be for the greater good of society and that we could really use a distraction right now from COVID. And that's why I'm optimistic that this thing gets done. I don't think, as I said before, that either side is at fault for a deal not getting done because there's so many different layers to this. And the money at stake is huge. It's not going to happen overnight or over a week or 2 weeks. This is going to end up being a very lengthy negotiation. And I think that's why you're not really seeing much progress to this point. But I would expect as time goes by that we're going to end up seeing more progress and a deal eventually getting done. It just, I don't think it's going to happen as soon as either side would prefer, but I do expect it to get done at some point.
What do you think is that when you say you don't know if a deal is going to get done eventually, or it will get done eventually, but just not sooner rather than later, what is the drop dead date, do you feel?
Yeah, I was expecting it to be early this month, maybe around June 5th, because they want to have at least 3 to 4 weeks of spring training to get these guys loosened up. But I could see it getting done at that point. I think it's more unlikely than it is likely. I could see it getting done by maybe the 10th or the 15th in that range. That's just a rough estimate based on what I've talked to with people who are involved with these talks. It's going to end up being a little bit later of a start date to the season than the July 4th that they were originally aiming for, is my guess. I think if there's something that gets agreed to in the next few days, I think there's been a lot of progress that I don't think either side really saw coming. I wouldn't rule it out, but I would expect maybe toward the middle of this month is when we could really see progress starting.
Is there, because a lot of deals get done if you really want to get deals done. Do you get the sense that both sides really want to get a deal done? Or, you know, I know there's some owners that say, hey, if we're going to lose a lot of money, let's just shut it down. We're good with that. You know, it won't kill us. But I think in the American public view, it might. It might be as bad as losing the 1994 World Series. So is there that desperate will to get this done on both sides? Or is this, if we get it done, great. If not, who cares?
Yeah, I think the players are definitely for having a season this year. And I think, as I mentioned earlier, that their willingness to include deferrals in their initial proposal was really a sign of that. And their deal overall is pretty reasonable. But that being said, some of the owners, there's at least a couple of them that I know of that are okay with not having a season. And they've been very vocal with that in their talks with MLB or even the players union. And I do think the majority of the owners, though, want to get a deal done. And if they're going to end up getting a deal done, I think they'd much prefer an 82-game season rather than 114. I think both sides are going to be motivated to get a deal done, because if there's no baseball at all, there's going to be no revenue brought in whatsoever. And that is going to hurt them more than it's going to help them. So that's why I think both sides are going to end up being motivated to get a deal done. It's just, as I said, it's just taken a lot longer than I think some of these guys would have preferred.
Talking with Robert Murray, our MLB insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. In these circumstances, one of the questions is, because they're going to expand the roster, there's going to be a shorter spring training. A team like the Brewers, who have used that bullpen by committee and done things a particular way, does this launch of a new season, if indeed it does culminate, does this kind of favor a team like the Brewers, who have been doing it this way for the last couple of years, not necessarily because they've been innovative, but because they've been forced to do so by the personnel they have?
Yeah, that's actually, the Brewers are a team that I've heard from a lot of different teams that could really benefit from this kind of a season, just considering how Craig Counsell and the entire coaching staff utilizes their players in really unique ways. And they have a lot of depth too, where they could, even if the one worry with a season happening this year and a shortened spring training is the potential impact of injuries and the increase of them, I should say. And the Brewers have the depth that they would be able to overcome it because they have one of the deeper rosters in baseball. And if you can give Counsell a roster like that and you give him some really talented players and a good bullpen, then that could really benefit them in a lot of different ways. They are definitely one of the teams that I think if there is a baseball season, they would have a much greater benefit to it than a lot of other teams would. And I think they're very aware of that.
This restart to the season, now we know that they have tinkered with and toyed with going deeper into the postseason, or at least deeper into the actual year. What do you think the drop dead is for the baseball season to culminate, to get through a World Series? Because I'm of the belief that you can't go longer than October. Unless you're going to put it in a bubble somewhere and do it that way. But I don't think that you really want to compete with the NFL down the stretch, start making Fox choose between NFL games and World Series games and things like that and playoffs and such. Do you think baseball is looking at, well, you know, hey, if we don't get a deal done till mid-July, well, we can go into November. Do you really think they're going into that direction?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I can't see them going later than October. It's just, I think that'd be a very dangerous game for them to play because competing with the NFL, we know that the ratings for the NFL are higher than they are for Major League Baseball. And that also leads me to my next point, too, is another benefit that the owners and the players have for getting a deal done sooner rather than later is they would be one of the only sports on TV. I mean, you got NASCAR and you got golf on, but they would also be one of the major sports not to have competition with the NBA or the NFL, and they could really benefit from that and get the ratings up when they've been down in recent years. So that's why I think we're going to end up, they don't want to go later than October. That's just a guess by me. I don't have direct knowledge of that, but maybe they go a little bit into November. I don't know if they'd be comfortable with that exactly, but I can't see them going much later than that, if at all.
Robert, good stuff. We appreciate it. They can find you over on Twitter by Robert Murray as well, and we'll touch base with you again. Hopefully the season starts up sooner rather than later, you know?
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. There you go. Robert Murray, MLB insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair 80-plus years. They've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.